China is also watching our election closely for many reasons, but this one might surprise you. Chinese officials are worried about the U.S. backing out of the global climate agreement. GOP nominee Donald Trump has threatened to do just that if he's elected. And today, for the second time in a week, a Chinese official criticized Trump's stance. The message from China is basically this: pulling out of the climate deal would be unwise and hurt America's standing in the world. China usually doesn't comment on foreign elections, so these were pretty rare statements this week. The World's Patrick Nguyen is following the story from Bangkok. How exactly did China push back on candidate Trump, Patrick?
Very mildly. They said that if he were a wise leader, he would be responsive to world trends. I know that sounds extremely dull and not much like a rebuke, but coming from China, it qualifies as a rebuke. They have a policy of non-interference in foreign countries' elections. So to say anything at all, even mildly critical, it shows that they are not happy with Trump's climate change views.
Yeah, not just unhappy, but I mean, if they almost never comment directly on foreign political candidates, it seems really out on the fringe. Does it suggest that climate change is a hot button issue for them?
Well, they're pretty happy that the United States and China are so simpatico on climate change these days. There are so many areas where China and America are clashing. Let's, you know, remind ourselves that China sees itself as encircled by U.S. military bases. There's plenty of ways that China and the U.S. don't get along. Trade deals, for example. But on climate change, they're finally getting along, and they don't want another candidate to come along and, you know, just tip the table over.
Yeah, and what about Trump's position specifically disturbs Beijing so much?
The idea that he would back out of the Paris climate change agreement, and this is an agreement by pretty much every nation on Earth that will try, at least try, to keep the Earth from warming above 2 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels. And let's remind ourselves, you know, if it gets to 3 or 4, we're talking about much of the planet looking like a wasteland. So every country has a strong incentive to stick with this deal. So, yeah, China doesn't want to upset that, and Trump has suggested that climate change is a Chinese hoax. So, you know,
it's kind of counterintuitive because my impulse is to believe that China would want to back out of the treaty, all things being equal. They're going through an economic slump after a big economic boom, and making more stuff would be good for them. Does this suggest that China really is taking the climate change threat seriously? And, you know, all those stories of the U.S. trying to chase China down at the Copenhagen summit, that's a thing of the past.
Yeah, thankfully, it's looking more antiquated. Let's give China a little bit more credit. They use actually 4 times as much clean energy as the U.S. does. In the last 3 or 4 years, they've really, really pushed green energy hard. They're going really hard with solar. And let's also remind ourselves that the average American uses 3 times as much energy as does the average Chinese person. So there's really not much high ground between the U.S. and the China. We're talking about the number one and the number two polluter on Earth, respectively.
Does China see hope in Hillary Clinton? Is that kind of the takeaway from this rebuke of Trump?
I think that's a little too simple. Maybe on climate change, yeah, they know that she's going to stay the course. They have their own issues with Hillary Clinton. She is seen as someone who wags her finger when it comes to human rights issues. She's seen as someone who has not an aggressive military policy, but a fairly robust one. There are probably corners of the Chinese elite who think Trump coming along would sort of destabilize the U.S. and China could take advantage. But Hillary has her own issues with the Chinese. Climate change is not one of them.
The World's Patrick Nguyen speaking with us from Bangkok. Thanks as always, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.